This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Fox in the Stars of ShiningHalf.com, March 2006. The Junior Classics, Volume 1, by William Patton. Chapter 25, The Lion and the Goat, by Ramaswamy Raju. A lion was eating up one after another the animals of a certain country. One day an old goat said, "We must put a stop to this. I have a plan by which he may be sent away from this part of the country." "Pray act up to it at once," said the other animals. The old goat laid himself down in a cave on the roadside, with his flowing beard and long curved horns. The lion, on his way to the village, saw him, and stopped at the mouth of the cave. "So you have come after all," said the goat.
"What do you mean?" said the lion.
"Why, I have long been lying in this cave. I have eaten up 100 elephants, 100 tigers, 1,000 wolves, and 99 lions. One more lion has been wanting. I have waited long and patiently. Heaven has, after all, been kind to me," said the goat, and shook his horns and his beard, and made a start as if he were about to spring upon the lion. The latter said to himself,
"This animal looks like a goat, but it does not talk like one, so it is very likely some wicked spirit in this shape. Prudence often serves us better than valor, so for the present I shall return to the wood." And he turned back.
The goat rose up and, advancing to the mouth of the cave, said, "Will you come back tomorrow?"
"Never again," said the lion.
"Do you think I shall be able to see you at least in the wood tomorrow?"
"Neither in the wood nor in this neighborhood any more," said the lion, and running to the forest, soon left it with his kindred.
The animals in the country, not hearing him roar any more, gathered round the goat and said, "The wisdom of one doth save a host." End of chapter 25.